time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. I'll try to leave the microphone open this evening as much as I can. I'm just full of it. You know, I can't help myself. I've got so many things I want to share with you, and I just pour them out every way I can, to hoping that you get a little glimpse of some of the things I say. I don't expect you to remember everything. I don't want you to. I want you to just listen and let go of one ear and come out the other. And maybe something sticks and you can forget the rest. It's the awakening I want. And the word is the words. Are meant to trigger that awakening. And it's either in you or it isn't. And if it isn't, it just seems like blah, blah, blah nonsense. So, but to those of you who are searching, which is, seems like a precious few, very small percentage of people, are soulful. Yeah, they look soulful. They give their lives to Jesus and they do all kinds of religious things and they're doing their best, but just a machine. It's more mechanized religion than, not from the heart. I don't believe Jesus left any books, did he? Why didn't he leave a book? I mean, the only book you get is just some messages or letters from the disciples to the churches and to each other. They're just letters. They became scriptures, but they're good. Don't get me wrong. Wonderful. Glad to have them. But there's a reason why Jesus didn't leave a book. Because there's something about books and those who interpret books, the mystery, that is deleterious, to say the least. So what I think he wants to do, and I think it's there somewhere in us to want it, is to know from another by their demeanor, where they're coming from. So parents or fathers, especially fathers, must find this special love. And there's really a simple way to find it. It isn't complicated. It can exude from a person who has it, but that person does not feel any exuding. It doesn't feel any ecstasy of any kind of feeling, you know, that they have what others see. They can't turn their eyeballs looking back at themselves. So I would like, as much as I can, with my books, yes, and my CDs and my materials and tapes. And if you're a searching person, you wouldn't have to buy many, but you actually don't have to buy anything. You can go to my website and get the concentration of it, of my life's work, free. I think it should be free, but that part I can, and you want to go further, a ministry has to sustain itself, otherwise I can't get on the radio. So the point is that I've put that on the internet, fhu.com, so every person of every race and color and creed in the whole world, were they to stumble upon my website, would find that simple truth. You shall know the truth. What is the truth? The first truth you see is that it doesn't look so good about you when you look in the mirror, or when you look in the mirror of self. See? So, I try my best every day on this program to bring you back to a common value of every human being. Everyone is human. See, not every person is really human. We're all sort of dehumanized to some degree for some period of time in our lives, and we go that way, and very stubbornly so. It has more power over us in the first stages of our life, until we find that truth that makes us free from it, than the truth that wants to free us from it. We think that as conscience. So, I mean, you may feel offended at me talking to you now, but I don't know what to tell you. I can give you the phone number, and you can give me a call, and test me. I could talk all evening, or I can call upon you to say, look, I got this problem. I have Skyberis of the Bongo, or whatever. Whatever name they give it to you, 85% of them, the problems you had, I can show you how to get it healed, you know, lickety-split. So why don't you give me a call, 866-88-83, and that's a number to call starting 9 o'clock in the evening, West Coast time. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Have you ever watched The Dog Whisperer? The reason why I say that, good evening, everyone. I'm Roy Masters, in case, you know, you missed the opening. I've been on the radio just for a quickie. So you introduced myself, so you know how long I've been saying the same thing over and over again, but in different ways. I'm trying to be the dog whisperer, but the human whisperer. But if you looked at the dog whisperer, every episode, the ones I've seen, I don't watch them all, but if I ever see one, it's always the same. He's teaching humans to be humans and to sort of be above the dog rather than the dog, you know, above them. And there's a sort of a mystery. You want to own a dog, but the dog owns you. And it seems as though that every episode he teaches the same lesson. And you would think that the millions of people who watch, it's a very good program, I must admit. He's actually trying to help people with their problems, not the dog so much. He's trying to show them it's them. And think of the millions of people who are inferior to their dogs and actually think they love the dogs and try to master the dogs, you know, and try to make them mind and get frustrated because they won't do as they're told and they don't understand English. And there's frustration and fear, and the dogs often get violent with them. But they still hold on to the dog like a woman who is beaten by a boyfriend. She doesn't seem to get free from him. She seems to be more devoted to him the more he beats her. Very strange phenomenon. But what psychiatrists and psychologists really understand that. But let me get to the heart of this issue for a moment, and we can go on to callers if you'd like to call me. If you have an issue or a problem, I'd be happy to talk to you. It's been very sparse lately because I've been somewhat... Well, I've spoken about religion and politics and the dangers of both. They're both dangerous. One, we have a great divide in this country. You see, you've got religion on one side and people who hate it on the other side. It's a war between, well, warring animals, because, well, let me get back to the point I was making about the dog whisperer, because they tend to run off, you know, in different directions, because there's so much that comes to me to say it while I'm saying it, hoping that I don't have to say the same thing over and over again in different ways. Right. It may have come out a little bit different, but I don't know what he's talking about. All right, now, it should surely occur to them that the episode that they're watching is them, and that the solution to the problem of dealing with dogs or people is always the same. And yet, somehow, they don't seem to get the fact that every one of those who love the program enjoy his presentation, which is quite remarkable. And I enjoy it myself, because the way he presents himself, he's very mannish. And dogs are his business, so he's not a dog lover like the people addicted to dogs and trying to master them and the dog ending up mastering them. He's not like that. That's his business. He loves his business, and I think he loves people too. But it doesn't occur to people, it doesn't seem, the majority of people who get to be on the TV and have difficulty with their dogs, that they've watched the Dog Whisperer, and they still don't get it, that it's them. And they don't have the body language. They don't seem to understand what fear is and how little faith they have. And I'm not sure if the Dog Whisperer leaves them any better, maybe with that dog. But still, it takes more than just the advice over and over again to get a person to be strong enough to deal with dogs, let alone life itself. So here I am saying something to you about your relationship with other people who treat you like dogs, or some people that you talk to as dogs and you treat them as dogs, like your kids or your husband or your wife, hoping that, or you're timid with them, hoping that being nice to the dog, because that's the role you put themselves in, you put yourself in, and so that they will do what you want them to do. Now, I can understand you wanting to, the command and the control you should have on an animal. This is understandable and doable, but it still takes a certain character, a certain element or essence of character that it takes that, what this man has. This man has it also with people. But you have a right to do what you want with the animal, because it doesn't have a soul, even though any soul you project to an animal is just a projection. Because a lot of people are dog lovers, and they have a shaggy god, if you see the turn the word around, it kind of fits. And it's not that you shouldn't love your dog, but you shouldn't worship the dog and try to cater it to get it to love you. Because then it does love you, and if it does love you, you feel saved. You feel secure. A lot of people who can't deal with other people feel very secure with the innocence of their animals, their cats and their dogs and whatever. The dogs won't hurt them, they think. Or actually, they can. If you're too nice to a dog, two things happen. Can become a violent dog. Can't control it. And you get angry with the dog. The dog gets angry back at you. Or the dog loves you. And you become addicted to that love. And it becomes your shaggy god. Not healthy. So your sense of worth comes from pleasing the dog. And the dog doesn't have a consciousness to embarrass you. But there's something about it. It's not healthy. There are people in different parts of the world that worship cows and mice. And give sacrificial this and that to them. You understand what I'm getting at here? And so this does apply to the fact that you can't control your animal. Those people who cannot have much more problems than not being able to deal with the animal. They have problems that are much deeper than that. They have problems with people. But people are much more, the human race, if I can find the, without stuttering, the words, because I need, they're not superlatives actually, they're derogatory concepts, base, that people are, how can I say, less than human. The human race, especially in America, it used to be a place where it was good. Everywhere you went, you could hitchhike. You could let your kids play in the park. But it's not anymore. It's grown. We seem to be losing our humanity. And there seems to be forces at work that are succeeding in advancing, and we're trying to please or trying to control the effect it has on us. And indeed we should. I mean, we really should. We have the right to out-manipulate, if you like, the manipulator. But then, if you stoop to the level of out-manipulating the manipulator, you have two animals, and the alpha animal will win, always, and you will submit, and you will have a problem of repressed rage and a continuous submission in an attempt to please the alpha male or the alpha female. Now, I want to ask you if that doesn't make any sense to you. Do you live in that state where you're dealing with a human being but is somehow dehumanizing you? That no matter how much you try to please them, they become more beastly. Have you figured it out? The number is 866-8883. And I'm available for you to discuss any of your problems with him. I'm only using animals and dogs and relating it to people because the human being is dangerous to deal with even your own children, your own family. I mean, wherever you go, the families are breaking up and self-destructing. People are committing suicide. Mental illness is rampant, translating into physiological disorders. So I would like some of you come trembling to the microphone to pick up the telephone and call me about the condition that you have that sounds similar, that feels similar to what I'm talking about. There's a certain trepidation for people, a subservience, and you can't please them, and you become a people pleaser. And the people pleaser has a lot of problems. He cannot stop pleasing people. And the people cannot stop taking advantage of you. And there is ominous outcomes for all this. And there's going to be an ominous outcome for this program if I can't get someone to respond to what I'm saying. And I've spent several days, and I know what the problem is. And the problem is this. The problem is religion and politics, because religion and politics are something that when we have been disabused of what we are, we hide behind something. And it could be religion, which there's hundreds of thousands of religions. Which one leads you to God? Hardly any of them. They talk about God. I mean, Al-Qaeda talks about God, but what kind of God is this? You know, Allah? You know, and so, where's your Jesus and where's your God? The trouble is we can hide behind a group of people who give you the idea that you're loved and saved. And there's a certain truth of this, but it also can hide a great lie. In other words, you can misuse your dog. Your dog could be your preacher. It could take the place of your preacher because it becomes a religious experience. When your dog makes you feel good, then, and that feeling is like pardon. You feel relieved of conscience. And so the dog allows, by its wagging its tail and loving you, in exchange for a little tidbit here and there, and licking your face after it's licked another dog's opposite end. I can never understand that myself, actually. But the dog has actually relieved you of guilt and has become your savior, your shaggy god. Nothing wrong with dogs. Something wrong with you. Now, look, I'm attacking everything from every point of view and not being very popular about this. And so you don't want to hide behind religion. And if you're a religious person, but you still have the same problems, same diseases, the same problems with your husband, the same repressed impulses that lead to mental, emotional, physical, psychophysical disorders. So please come out from behind that facade and let me help you to find the real God, the real Jesus, that will take all your fears away, and so that your animals will obey you, your children will love you, your husband will respect you, your wife will respect you. That's what I'm asking you to do. And so, therefore, I say, come out from behind your religion. If it's not working, let me show you how to make it work. But then religion has a politics to it. And that politics should be represented. It should be a real politic in the sense that you represent heaven on earth. Am I right or wrong? But don't you see what's happened? You people who call yourself Christians, and nothing wrong with Jesus, just those who misrepresent him, but don't see it themselves, don't see that they're caught up with the sort of thing you are, with the preacher loving you and you sort of feeling good as you leave the church because, well, God loves you as you are, but real God doesn't love you as you are. He loves you from what you are. So don't you see where I'm going with this? So we'll take our calls. I think I'll just break off and just stop in the middle of my thoughts because I can go on forever like this. So just one idea comes after another, and I think I'm making a point. And I was just about to get to the point where you've created your polar opposite. And the polar opposite is the left wing. In other words, you are the right. You represent the right because you think you're right. I get that. You represent values, but you don't. You misrepresent it. You're phony. You don't see you're phony. Your children may see it. And so you got two outcomes. One becomes like you. One runs away and takes drugs, and you don't realize you've affected them that way. Or they become a hippie or something and pray to the other side that hates religion. And so you've actually, people who are Christian, and this is a wonderful Christian country, it used to be, but it's been so, the Christianity is so feeble and so phony and weak. It's embarrassing to have to say it. And so the other side mocks it, and you try to save them, but you don't realize that you're the cause of it. So that you drive them further to hell. You're not realizing there's hell in you. And that's why we got a problem in this country. The more you push religion down their throat, the more you push them to perversity and to want to, well, they've become so much like you in a different way. They want to push their views on you. They want to shut you up. They respond with just flaunting all their filth and all their disgusting behaviors in your face, and only to upset you a little bit, hoping that they can make an impression on you, to push their will upon you. And with you tend to respond in the same way by being more religious and being more magnanimous and more loving and trying to preach everyone. You don't understand it. They hate you, and you've created that hate because you haven't been saved yet. You created your own downfall. And so the wickedness that you are hiding, yes, the wickedness that you're hiding behind religion projects as the wicked that comes out of hiding and at you and is bold. So you have to deal with this. And if you don't know how to, if you are not truly religious now in this day and age, when you see those left-wing Marxists coming at you, you had better find God quickly, because they're going to slowly but surely frighten you to death. They're going to become the alpha dog, and you're going to become, as a group, a wimp. Or you're going to become violent with the dog, and the dog will become more violent than you, and you have chaos in the country. Now do you get what I'm saying? My goodness me. What does it take? Say, now, religion and politics, I can't talk about it anymore. This is my last shot. Because it doesn't do any good to attack your particular kingdom, left or right. Because the tendency, the conditioning is to, well, you haven't got the courage to call me. You haven't got the courage to disagree with me. And you're so controlled by it, so comfortable in it, so self-righteous in it, both left and right, that you feel that I'm a threat. Both of you. Left and right's always been a threat to me. I've always threatened the left and the right, because I'm a voice of reason. At least I think so. And let's take our calls. Now, let me see. So, I don't have a list of all the things that's wrong with people, but if you suffer from anxiety and fear and bipolar and bishmola and skyberis of the bongo, you know all the anxieties and fears, and you know that many of them are rooted in your emotional state. Come on now, you do know it. And your emotional states create fear. Every time you're angry, it creates more fear. Anger and fear are linked together. So when you suppress your anger, we've got a feeling to run. And then also you're guilty of a moral sin, because you shouldn't have fallen to that low. There's a way of dealing with the alpha dogs of the other side, left or right. There's a way of dealing with them that doesn't bring you down to their level or try to raise you above their level. And so in an evolution of bestiality, this is what's happening to this country. It's going to fall apart. And right now, the lowest of the low are running the country. You see them, you know, they're crazy. And they don't want to shut you up. They don't want to hear any more religion. I get it. They don't want to hear about family values. They've come from families like that with those values. Don't you get it? Now, I'm talking to the left. Left is not always, you know, the religious right is not always right, and the left is not always wrong. I understand you people on the left. You're not that bad. But you don't know how to deal with those who pretend to be good. But you're not indifferent. Don't you see this? This can be a dangerous thing, and you've got people rubbing those angers towards each other raw. It won't work. You can never live in peace until you find the truth that sets you free. Now, if you have problems, may I suggest you go to my website, no charge. No charge. Just go to my website, fhu.com, and click and burn a CD and see if it works. It's just a simple set of words, maybe 20 minutes long. And you listen to it, and you let it go through one ear and come out the other, and you just become aware in a certain way, and your consciousness will be altered so that you will see more clearly, minus all that upset. And you'll learn how to deal with all those who have ruled you and demoralized you, and all those who you seek to please and cannot, and rule you through your frustrations. And please go to fhu.com. fhu.com, or call my office as 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. Now, we're beginning our program now. We'll start taking our calls. I know we only got a few minutes before the break, and it's taken me a little longer to sort of stir your juices and make the juices run. But those of you who listen to me every night, surely, maybe I say enough. There's enough in what I say to stir enough in you for the evening. But then it works so much better if you just call and say, look, I'm stuck here. Because, you see, emotions like resentment have a way of entwining strange ideas and sort of cementing them together and making them function, but you don't understand. If you can just tell me if you just talk to me and I ask you a few questions, I can get to that particular event or the kind of thing that it is and untangle it. And not always the first evening, but often, very often the first evening. But anyway, you need to at least start with Be Still and Know. Go to that website, fhu.com, and call my office, 877-3227. That's an 800 number. Would you please? And support the program with your tax-deductible donations. We'll be right back.
If you would like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, there are several ways to do this. Advice Line subscription. That's a full month of radio shows on one MP3 CD. Receive all 240 shows in a year for only $250. If these shows were bought individually, they'd cost $6,240 a year. How about the Tape of the Month subscription? Edited Cream of the Crop radio shows on CD or tape, $200 a year. Or the Lecture of the Month subscription. CD or tape mailed monthly for $200 a year. Or the website subscription, the best the FHU has to offer. Only $120 a year. Listen and download a full year of shows, plus lectures, videos, articles, and special features. Visit FHU.com right now. That's FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. And remember, you can always hear this program by going to FHU.com and clicking Listen Live and on XM Radio.
Well, I've set one of the callers aside on pornography. I'll take his call later. I've put ahead of the call Mary, who in a few minutes I'll talk about this 7-year-old son that goes into trances. That's something, you know, a little unusual. So we'll take that first and ask Ben to be patient with me, please. Now, ladies and gentlemen, have you watched the video or what do you call it? The video on, video on my page, on the homepage. I have about an hour and 40-minute video of my Sunday morning talk. It's up there right now, Taking Back America. It explains so much, and it comes on when you just have to go on the site, and there I start talking, and you can either decide to listen. I think you'll be enthralled, and it's all ad-lib, nothing's prepared, and we have a small audience, but the audience is big. We're out in the boonies in the country, so people come a long way to listen to my Sunday morning talks, and you can come too and stay overnight if you want to. And it's not expensive. You might want to spend the weekend and have lunch and breakfast. The breakfast, it comes with $75 for the evening for that day, Saturday, and stay overnight and listen to my talk on Sunday. And we videotape it because we have our audience all over the world, and we get those instant messages and I answer those questions. But, that's available now. If you watch it, it will be available on MP3 CD, so you can watch it on television, on your TV set. The other one will be available too, very shortly. It's either available now, but we've already put that. It's called the Trojan Horse. The Democratic Party as the Trojan Horse to our values. But the trouble is, we need to have real values. Don't you see what I'm saying? I understand their hatred towards Christianity. I'm sorry. All religion is looks kooky with all your silly little rituals, thinking somehow that you are religious when you go through some hokey pokey stuff. And I got a brother like that, and I tell you, it's unbelievable what he has to go through in order to feel good about himself. 866. Please call the number. I just had my eyes closed and forgot the number for a minute. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Problem not having a script to follow and commercials to read. I just can't do that. It doesn't sound real when you have this rigid, stiff commercials, the same thing over and over again. And the trouble with it, I forget things. I forget to say the phone number sometimes. And I forgot to say that the Trojan Horse, the Democratic Trojan Horse, is available at $25 each. $25 for an MP3 CD that you can watch on television, high definition quality. And Saving America, which is one that's up right now, came up there today. Saving America, I think you'll like that one very much. It's ad-libbed, no programmed. It's a bunch of people sitting around talking. Quality's good, very good. And you can buy it for $25. There's also another one, which is very reasonable. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. And there's another one which I've forgotten about. It's called Hypnotic States of America. Now, this one's about 3 or 4 hours. Got all kinds of things in it. It's a computer thing. It's data and CD. It's everything. It's a combination of lots of things. There's so much. There's telephone calls and discussions and there's materials, text materials, so you can read. It's absolutely packed with stuff, but it's called Hypnotic States of America. And it's me giving speeches and discussions like this and then quoting and reading from certain books that confirm what I've been saying all along, like, you know, brainwashing books. I think you'll find it very interesting. There's also video on it. That's Hypnotic States of America. Lots of video on there. And I haven't promoted that for a long time, and I forgot I had it. Okay, now we take our calls. Now, look, Washington, hello. Mary, your son goes into trances, you say?
Yes, he does. And actually, I was thinking about coming up and seeing you on this Sunday. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, please God, as long as I'm breathing.
Okay, excellent. So we'll go up there and see you and talk to you. But he does. Pretty much when he's sitting down, like in the car, I'll watch him. His eyes will go up in the air, you know, kind of like his eyes go up, and then it's just like.
Have you been to a doctor?
Yeah, we did when he was really a newborn, when he was, you know, 5, 6 months old, and they.
He did it then.
Yes, he did. And
well,
his hands go up in the air almost as if, you know, like both of his hands will go up and just kind of like move around in the air. Noticed like one of his eyes, like his right eye is darker than the other, and it looks real dark and kind of almost cowardly or something like that's in there.
Well, I tell you, this is very interesting to me. And as long as you've been to your doctor and he can't find anything, there may be a religious angle, a spiritual thing involved here. And it would not surprise me.
There actually is. I'm not finished with telling you what happened. When he was about 3 months old, there was this thing that was in the air, a white...
I get it.
And
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, it was in the corner of the room, and he was in a bassinet not close to me, but a little ways away, and that thing asked me if it wanted to go inside of me, and I said, no, go into the baby. And
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I guess so. I know, but...
It's interesting. This is interesting now. Now it comes into my realm. It comes into my sphere of knowledge.
Yeah.
But I think I have to help you more than the. I think you need the help. Because it's you that has affected the baby. It's, you're the dominant influence. So somehow, your relationship with that baby was altered from that day forward, and I can help the baby, but. I know I can, but I have to work through you.
Right.
I'm right, aren't I?
Oh, yes, definitely. I actually had a dream one time that he told me that I was evil when I was asleep, and all of a sudden, I started kind of going into convulsions and just like all this weird stuff, you know, started like acting through me. And I started like moving and twitching. And
I think I know what's wrong now. You need to come. You need to come. You need to come on Sunday. And I may not televise that. So I don't think that people could handle what I have to do. So if you come up, I'll let you decide that because it may be valuable to people. But. Your son will get well if you do.
All right.
It doesn't have to go into the baby.
Okay.
I mean, didn't Jesus send a man's soul wickedness into a herd of swine and they went off the edge of the cliff? Well, there's something I can send it to into. I mean, there's no need to send it into anything really. But you actually need an exorcism.
cream.
I know. So I'm glad you're honest. I'm glad you're honest and upfront because immediately I sensed, you know, I was ahead of you just a wee bit. I'm glad you owned up to it. We can do something.
I will. Right. I mean, if it could go away out of my son, I would jump off a cliff if that's what I had.
No, there's no need. I like that attitude, and therefore, you can expect to be well when you leave my place.
I do have evilness in me, though.
I know you do. I'm quite aware of it, but you're not a bad person. You're not evil, but it's made a home in you, a nest in you. And well, we'll talk about it someday if you're coming down. You're not too far away, are you?
Yeah. Nope, we're coming down.
All right. Do you have someone to drive back with you?
Actually, my husband and our two kids are coming, but I'm the only one that's going to go to the Sunday.
Oh, yeah, they're best not to watch.
Right.
Okay. But we'll be all right. You come on. You hold the line. Do you have the CD? My CD.
Yeah, I have you
used it?
I actually downloaded it off the internet. And
that's all right. But are you using it though?
Yes.
Good. That's good. That will help me help you.
Okay.
Now don't worry about it. Just wait and see. Now.
I hope it will work.
But I know it will. There's something inside you that is afraid of coming. So as you approach the Tall Timber Ranch, there may be a fear, but don't let it stop you, please.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you very much, and I'll see you Sunday.
Okay, we'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, please, God. Right, okay. Now, I'm glad I took that call first. Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is 800-877-3227. My office number is 800-8687. What number is it? Here it is. I better open my eyes and look at my own screen. My office number is 800-877-3227. All these numbers. That's what happens when you get to be 80. You have to have an idiot card to remember your own number. But I've got a lot of things going on. So I got to do the commercials and pay attention to my callers. All right, and then keep myself on track with the subject matter. Now, we're going to go to Ben in Arizona. Hello, Ben. What can I do for you?
Hey, Roy. I've been, I guess the best way to describe it is slumping and sinking into a former addiction that I've had, which is pornography, which is stronger
more powerful than drugs.
Yeah, and there's something like in me, there's something in me right now that's like fighting, wanting to talk to you about this. So I'm telling on myself, and so I just want to get it out there. I meditate using your CD, and
yes,
what is it that I need to do to get rid of this? Because
if you can come up Sunday, you probably need the same thing that this lady discussed, but there's something inside you. Look, it could go away on its own and evaporate if you could learn to deal with the next moment properly, which the CD, you mustn't try to make it go away because you're trapped. See, you're a soul that's enslaved to what the religious people call sin.
Yeah.
And so there are two forces that wait upon a person when they come into the world. And unfortunately, we come into a poisoned environment, poisonous family, poisonous schools, poisonous everything. And so, you know, even the computers can't, you get on a computer or you see a movie or something, you can't hardly help seeing pretty naked girls everywhere you go. It's on the placards everywhere. Advertisements everywhere you go.
It's a trap, boy. It's like, yeah, everything is a trap. I take a step left, right, left, right.
It's all there. It pops up on the internet. The female form, especially to men, is a tremendous force. Tremendous. If you don't know how to deal with this image that appears in front of you and awakens it too early, it's not just a sexual awakening. Something springs alive in you that is from that.
Is it my ego?
It's a parasite. It's a parasite. In other words, I spoke last night of a certain parasite that enters into a cricket, other insects too. And this is like science fiction, but it's also true of us. It enters in there and sort of, it entwines itself around the intestines, but I think it's inside the intestines. And the intestines of an insect are long, just like ours, in some ways. And it doesn't kill the host. It lives through the host until it's ready to gestate, but then it has to go to the water. You see, it has, for some reason, I didn't get the connection when I saw it just recently. But it impressed itself in my mind. And so, but there's something about the parasite that is able to send a chemical message to the cricket's mind to commit suicide. It's something, which is to jump into the water where then you see the worm coming out of it and doing its thing. It's a long worm, three times as long as the cricket itself. It's a fascinating thing. And it's amazing how these parasites, how clever, and I don't know what word it is, but it actually affected the brain of the cricket that runs away from water. It likes dry land. You know, you see lots of cricket where there's drought.
Yeah.
See, and so it jumps in the water and commits suicide. And so there's something inside us too that drives us to suicide. Look at Jonestown. Look how easy we can follow a person who sort of preys on the 900 people and then causes them to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And we wonder why. How can such a thing happen? 35,000 people commit suicide every year in the United States and 1 million people around the world. Yeah. But it causes them to do other things that are not human. It causes man's inhumanity to man. We can't stop ourselves. Hold the line. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Show numbers. Let me see. 5482. We'll be right back. You've heard me talk to two people, and it so happens that both of these people have something in them that needs dislodging. And that's my business. And I don't normally show that on television or anything like that. It's a bit scary. But I do have a Sunday morning session, and one of them is on Taking Back America, and it's playing right now. So if you have time, you go to FHU.com, and you can decide how much you want to watch. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. And there's instant messages that I take, and I do so every Sunday. And the Sunday morning should be rather interesting. But I hope that you don't want to watch in a tasteless way. There's something inside all of us that thinks through us, and we think it's us thinking, and it takes a long time for us to see that, we are not in control of our lives. Something is inside us, and that something inside us has a corresponding person outsider, a manipulator. And that's the danger of what we face now in politics. And a very good book that discusses this is Beyond the Known. And I don't hardly mention this book because I've got 17 books, two of them out of print. This one still is. And it talks about that. What controls you? What violates you? And in this case, sex, we're talking about that. It's more than just sex. It's possession. And pornography can be possession. But I'll talk about that after a break. If you call the office, they can tell you about some books that we have on the subject of Adam and Eve syndrome. I can name it right now. And Adam and Eve syndrome, understanding sexuality understanding sexuality and Adam and Eve syndrome. Those two books. I have to get it from the back of my brain somewhere. So then there's also some very interesting MP3s, CDs. One's called, you've probably seen it already, up on the web last week. The new one's up this week. It's called, the Trojan Horse, the Democratic Trojan Horse that's taking over the country and destroying anything of value. and how to deal with it. And then the other one is called Taking Back America. It speaks about values and how you deal with these parasitic types of people. See? And government, when it comes to that. Okay? So, you need to find grace for that, ladies and gentlemen, at $25 each. And it's you watch it on your own television. It's high definition. Thank you. 800-877-3227. And the address of the web is fhu.com. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You see, I'm not the usual talk show host. I'm in the business of helping you right to the core of your being and going for the jugular vein, right digging right where it lives. And there's something in you that tends to hold back and is fearful and tends to want to suspect me and doubt me, like you always doubt the good in yourself, for which reason you're in a horrible mess. So let me give you a phone number in case you feel moved. It's 866-8883. That's an 800 number to call the West Coast time. Yes, call West Coast time, yes. Pacific Coast time, 866-8883. And start 9 o'clock in the evening, and maybe I do 3 hours sometimes, but sometimes just two. Because I have to enjoy what I'm doing, and very often I don't get good calls. I talk to people, but this call I have right now, I think is going to work out. Are you there, my friend Ben? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
You know, look, this is very important. If you cannot do this, I cannot help you. In other words, I know the answer to the question I'm about to ask you, but I'll ask it anyway. Are you resentful towards the images that you struggle against?
Do you get upset?
In other words, do you get upset with yourself because you know you shouldn't be doing this, but the more you struggle, the more you intensify the image, and the image then torments you to act out.
Yeah, in a way, it's like I'm angry.
You understand. You're angry with yourself, but you see, this is the thing that's, it can make you angry, it can penetrate the soul, and make you do exactly, sort of commit suicide by sex. You'll sex yourself to death, and the more you get into it, the more it gets into you. So you don't need a real woman. It came from a real woman. But now, when you've had trouble with it, you want to move away, but you still got the hunger for it. So you try to keep away from the women by, you know, the picture comes up in your brain anyway, but it's the puppeteer behind the picture that is tormenting you, awakening your brain, affecting your brain in a way you can't, and you can't stop it. So it's driving you to that thing, to that relationship, which you know is very destructive. But, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's a parasite. It's parasitical, right. There's no medicine that can cure it. You have to be saved from it, in religious language. The only way I can tell you right now is that you cannot, if you dare to struggle with it, if you can watch the image, if you can watch the image rising and resist the temptation to be annoyed with it. Let it play itself out, because the anger is what opens the door to your soul, which then becomes the driving force to commit suicide by sex. Do you understand? Pornography is a very dangerous disease.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but like what I'm getting from what you're saying is that it's a trick, because if it can,
it's a trap. It's a trap. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trick and a trap, and. If it can annoy me to the point where it bothers me, then it's one.
That's what a woman does. That's what a woman does who wants to manipulate you. She does the same thing outside you to get inside you. When you get in there, you can't get out. You can't get it out. And the danger is that you go back to the same woman to take away the pain of wronging her. So it's a spiritual thing. Dogs don't have that soul, see, that torments for a illicit relationship with a woman. But the left on the other side, those who have no values, you know, they all have these problems, and that many are much more tormented than you. You're trying to be a decent person. But on the other side, they don't want any decent people. They don't want a race of people that remind them of what degenerates they are. But you're also degenerate. See, you're trying to be a good person. A lot of people over there don't want goodness. They want this evil that's risen up in the left has risen up so that it's the evil itself ensconced in politics. This is the danger now. It's not just a private thing in your head, a conflict inside you. It's a conflict with people trying to be good, but people who don't want you to be good. They hate everything, every value. They want the complete licentious freedom to do anything they want, anything their impulses command them to do. And they feel that as freedom. They're sick, but we're also sick. The people on the right don't know how to deal with it now. They have actually almost set it in motion with their phoniness of religion. I didn't say religion was phony. It's they are the phony ones. They got the same diseases. Religious people have got secret habits and secret vices. You're a decent religious spiritual person. I know that. But you see, you've all got the same diseases. You're struggling with yours and they've given into theirs. And you're not going to find any cure anywhere. So if you can do that, call me tomorrow. Maybe you can come up for the weekend. Fly, drive. The gas is cheap now. It'd be worth it. Come up to the weekend for the weekend at Tall Timber Ranch. I'm Roy Masters. Call my office at 877-3227. That's an 800 number. Got it right that time. And FHU.com is the website if you want to watch Taking Back America. And I'm ready for the calls on the next hour.
If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?" He said,
"Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. New from the Foundation of Human Understanding, a three-part series entitled Surviving Your Father's Agony, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These Sunday conversations are essential for understanding your relationships. Part 1, A Man's Journey Really Begins, and the best part of it is you are invited to come along. You hear the agony of a man that is also the agony of a woman. Roy Masters says it is the most stirring thing you will ever hear in your life. Item 7758. Part 2, Moving Beyond Your Father's Agony. Hear the man return to have a conversation with Roy that brings him understanding of all that occurred the previous week. Item 7759. And part 3, Resolving Your Wife's Agony. The man returns again, this time with his wife. As he leaves his agony behind, you see the healing of his marriage. Item 7762. Call 1-800-877-3227. Visit FHU.com. Order the three-part set, Surviving Your Father's Agony. Visit FHU.com.